Welcome to the Del Walmsley Radio Show. Listen and grow as Del questions the status quo, encourages you to think differently, and empowers you to make a better life. Get ready as Del challenges core beliefs, seeks the truth, and reveals the roadmap to the lifestyle you really want. And now your host, multi-millionaire, national award-winning investor, CEO and founder of Lifestyles Unlimited, Del Walmsley.
Welcome to the Del Walmsley Radio Show, where the hype ends and the help begins. I'm your host, Del Walmsley, and as always, we're working on your financial freedom. Today, my friends, we're going to go into a very deep conversation, and I'm going to name this conversation Understanding the Value of Time. You really only have one currency on this earth, whether no matter what you believe or not believe. The one and only thing that is limited on this earth is time. There's more money. If you need money, you can get money. You can get all the money that you ever wanted. I know you don't believe that, but I can raise capital in the hundreds of millions and billions of dollars, and so has everybody else that's ever been a successful business person. Money is not the problem. Credit is not the problem. You can even use other people's credit. You don't even have to use your own credit. Knowledge, you don't even have to know everything. You use other people's knowledge to get things done for you as a business person. Knowledge isn't the limitation. There is only one limitation, and that is time. And there's two functions of time that are limited. The one function is how many hours in a day, how many hours in a week do you have to put out? And the second one is how long will you live? And will you get where you want to be before you die kind of concept? So both of those bring me back to this understanding, which was it really is important to understand that it's not the money, it's actually the time, the lifestyle, the quality of life. If you're working, you're not out there living your life. You're not having fun. And I heard this one thing one time that I thought was really interesting. The guy came up with this thing. He said, look, I jog every day. 2 hours a day I run. And then he figured out he'd done that since he was, 20 years old. And now he was 60 years old and he's dying. He got sick. He got cancer or something. And he said to himself, I read this in a book somewhere. I don't remember which self-help book it was in, but the guy said to himself, 2 hours a day, 365 days a week. I'm just going to do a little telephone math here. 365 days times 2 hours a day is 730 hours a year. And from age 20 to age 60, which is 40 years, times 40 years, I spent 29,220 hours running. Now, when you think about that, it probably improved the quality of his life. He probably felt better, looked better, whatever, because he did all the running, whatever. But did it really add that much to the length of his life? In this particular case, the guy was dying of cancer, so it didn't. But let's say even if it did, the guy pointed out the point that if I would have lived, if I'm living 5 years longer because of that, right? So if you look at that number, 29,200 hours, and you divide that by 24 hours in a day, that's 1,216 days, right? 1,216 days have been wasted in my life. So how many is 1,216 days? Divide that by 30, and that's 405 months. Divided by 12, that's 33 years. He said, I ran 33 years of my life away. How did that really benefit me? Now, we all know that exercise gives you more than just longevity, although this particular guy ran into cancer. Now, by the way, I had cancer at 50, and I was lucky enough to get through it and come out the other side. But it wasn't because I ran. It wasn't because I lifted weights. And it wasn't because I ever dieted. It was just simply science was able to save me. I'm not trying to make a point on that. What I'm trying to make a point of is how valuable time is. I read another book somewhere, I'm sure some of you read this book, where Aristotle, Onassis, he was laying there getting a massage on one of his ships, and guy owned ships all over the world. He was a billionaire. And he said to his masseuse, he says, if you can massage me in a way that will allow me to live, I will give you my entire net worth. In other words, he'd come to the realization of being a billionaire wasn't worth more when he was laying on his deathbed and he was old and sickly. And maybe it wasn't even old, it was just sickly. And he eventually died. I think he was married to Kennedy. Jacqueline Kennedy married him. And she ended up getting his money or some portion thereof it. But again, what I'm going to here and going trying to get to in all of this roundabout way is that really time is the most important thing in your life, and you only have so much of it. So as we talk about this stuff and you're listening to us on the radio thinking, I don't really believe all this stuff. I owned a rent house and I didn't know what I was doing with it, and it was just a nightmare. Or I owned an apartment. I didn't know what I was doing with it. It was just a nightmare. It ate up all my time and everything. And that's because you don't know how to do these things. And because you don't know how to do them, you are working in your business instead of on your business. And when you come to Lifestyles, and that's how you learn something like this, is you learn how to work on the business and not in the business, which allows you to turn this business into a somewhat passive investment. And I say somewhat passive because I think that there's been a lot of skepticism in the 34 years I've been teaching this stuff of people going, well, it's not really passive, right? I have to go out and buy my own rent house. I have to go out and buy my own apartment complex, right? And then I have to manage the management company. So I have to do something. I have to be involved in some fashion. And I think that's true. I mean, you can't really call it 100% passive. Now, by the way, you could invest in a syndication. You could get into our program and get involved, and you still have the educational time invested, and then you still have to pick the person and the deal you want to get into, which is whatever amount of time you use up to pick something to get into. But then you can't invest passively and really have nothing to do at all. That is a possibility. So how passive is investing becomes the question we want to try to work our way around today and see, you know, where is it really as passive as we say it is? And really, more importantly, to understand the value of time and how real estate investing leverages your value of time to a level that's so far better than what you do. And I'm going to make some comparisons here today that I want you to go through. Before we do that, if you want to learn how to do all this stuff and you're thinking, whatever it is I discussed today or have discussed in the last 6 days, 6 weeks, 6 months, whatever it is, 6 years you've been listening, and you'd like to get it, and get it fast, get it under your belt, then what you need to do is you need to get to the Lifestyles Unlimited Wealth and Passive Income Expo and Bus Tour coming up here in May 7th through 10th in Irving, Texas. 4 days of just massive immersion into what we do, into the people we do it with. It's such that you can come in 4 days, you'll come out the other side, and you'll be a completely different person, I guarantee you. Now, you can come from 1 day or 4 days. I'd come for all four. I'm going to be there all 4 days. It's just, you know, once a year, you should do something for yourself. Invest in yourself and invest in your future. This is the place you should do it. And if you want to get in, or if you just want to look at what's all offered there, go do this. Put the word expo. Text that word, expo. Go to your phone, text EXPO, 88007, I believe is the number. Text EXPO to 88007. And there's a $100 discount on there right now. I don't know what they've got that on there for, but for whatever, there's a $100 discount available. So you want to try that today. I didn't know that was on there, to be honest with you, and you don't want to miss it. I don't know if it was a mistake to be on there or if it was just a promotion they're running, whatever it is, but I'd jump on that right away because that's a pretty good deal. There's all different types of prices, different ways to go to the expo because you can buy meals or not buy meals. You can buy hotels or not buy hotels. You can ride the buses or not ride the buses. There's all different things you can sign up for. Really interesting, but there's a lot to do. That's all I can tell you. And there's way more than you can possibly get to do all of it. You can't. So pick out what you want to do and get yourself signed up for the stuff you want. Now, having said that, we're going to go back to the conversation here about the leverage of what real estate does for you. And I ran some numbers here. I was kind of messing around with this. And I want to start by talking about a single family house. When we do stuff that we do, we don't do it like everybody else does it. That's the first thing. You have to understand the leverage of what we do is so intense that we're able to make money that you just don't make by going and buying a house. We're not just buying a house and turning it into a rent house. We're not taking our old home we owned and turning it into a rent house. That isn't what is making us rich. That's not the secret key or the secret formula. In fact, most people who rent their own homes out have too much equity in the house. The house is not in good enough shape. They love it too much, and It's too expensive to rent. It's really the wrong product to put out there. Whatever. It's just normally not the right product. We go out there and we buy properties in neighborhoods that are rental neighborhoods where people want to rent, where we put the sign in the yard and we'll get 20 calls in a day. That's the kind of stuff you got to do so you can rent it instantly. In fact, most of the houses we rent them when I do it or when anybody does it the way I teach them to do it. They rent it before they've even closed the rehab, before they've done the rehab and paid off the loan and completed the deal. Because you put that sign in the yard on a property that's going to be the nicest property in the neighborhood or the best product at the best price, it's going to lease instantly. And it does, unless you're in just a really, really bad place. And that, again, location is one of the things that we're going to teach you when you come to our program. So let's talk about this. Typical numbers of a deal. And I put these out there as just a generic set of numbers. You'll come to case studies and you'll see people doing these deals and you'll see the numbers vary a little bit because of different locations and different prices. But the way we do them is the same. So here's a typical example. We'll buy a house that's really worth about $200,000. How is a house worth $200,000? It's called the appraisal is the comparative market analysis. So if everything else in that neighborhood at that price per square foot sells at this price per square foot, then this house will be worth that price per square foot also. So let's just say there's $100,000, the house is worth $100,000. But if the houses in that neighborhood just like it are worth $200,000, then this house is going to be worth $200,000. So we see it's on the market. And whatever the price it is on the market, we negotiate it down. And we buy this house that would be worth $200,000, and we buy it for $100,000. And I know the first thing that comes out of your mouth is you can't do that. I know you believe that. But you're wrong. And you have to be wrong because we've been doing this for 34 years, and there's no way I could sit here on the radio for 34 years and tell you we do this without 8,000 people calling up and saying it's a lie. Or without, you know, whatever else, other way they could complain and get it across to people that this is a lie. It's not a lie. We do it. Okay? So we buy this house for $100,000, but it needs $50,000 in repairs. In other words, the reason we buy it so cheap is because it's really messed up. And because it's really messed up, somebody else wants to buy it, can't even get a loan on it. They won't even finance this deal. So you'd have to pay cash to buy this, and you'd have to pay cash to get the money to do the rehab. And you'd have to pay 100 grand cash and then 50 grand out of your pocket to renovate it, so you'd have 150 grand in it. Not a lot of people want to do that, plus go through the hassle of doing all this. That's not what they think of real estate being. Well, here's what we do. I own a mortgage company, and my mortgage company, along with many other mortgage companies that we've had grow out of Lifestyles Unlimited, do loans that are called hard money loans. And what we do is we lend you 75% of the after repaired value. So if the after repaired value is $200,000, we'll lend you $150,000. Now, we don't just give you the money. We give you the money at closing to buy the house, which would be $100,000. But when I say we, I'm saying my mortgage company. I'm not a mortgage broker. I'm not a mortgage salesman. I don't sell mortgages. I got to be careful what I say there. It's not me doing it. It's the company I own doing it. But there are other companies out there that do it too. So we go out there and we get this loan of $100,000 to buy the house. And then a part of that loan is $50,000 that's held in escrow while we do the rehab. And so we go out there and we get the property when we initially buy it. We get it inspected and we get contractors to come out and give us bids on what it's going to take to do this. And we know it's going to cost $50,000 to do it. And so we have them get started. And as they complete different segments of the repairs, those particular contractors get paid after that repair is inspected by the bank. So the bank goes out there and says, all right, you put on a new roof. Let's look at the roof, make sure it's good. Okay, roof's good, you get paid. Roof's not good, you don't get paid. You better go back and complete it. So now at the end of this process, the repairs have all been done and the escrows have been doled out to these vendors and contractors of the $50,000. And so now you've got this hard money loan for $150,000. We don't want to stay in this hard money loan because the interest rates for these loans to be profitable for a company to lend them to us have to be higher. So they're somewhere between 8% and 12% is typically the interest rate we pay on a hard money loan. We want to get it back down to whatever the market is. And right now the market's somewhere in the 6s. So we want to refinance out of that loan. We then turn around immediately after we close and put a tenant in it and turn it into a rental property. And then we refinance it on a rate and term refinance. We owe $150,000. We're just going to go to the bank and get a Fannie Mae loan and say, look, I owe $150,000 on this. I would like to get a Fannie Mae loan on this. I couldn't get a Fannie Mae loan originally because the property wasn't in good enough shape. Fannie wouldn't finance it. I want a Fannie Mae loan now for whatever the interest rate is, if it's 6% or whatever. And I want to get out of this hard money loan. And there you have it. We're out. And we own the property and make $50,000 minus closing costs. We'll take a short break, come back, go through those numbers, and really crank them out.
Teaching you with a roadmap to creating the lifestyle you really want. Keep listening. The Del Wamsley Radio Show returns in moments.
Learn to retire in 5 years or less through real estate investing. Learn how, learn now. Let Lifestyles Unlimited show you how. Get educated now. Text the word radio to 88007. That's radio to 88007. Join for just $297. Lifestyles Unlimited.
You're hearing the Del Wamsley Radio Show. Want more life-changing knowledge? Access our podcast and listen on demand at lifestylesunlimited.com under the radio tab. Now your host, Del Wamsley.
Welcome back to the Del Wamsley Radio Show. Today we're talking about the value of time. And we just went through a single family deal to explain to you that we bought this house for $100,000. We put $50,000 in it. We borrowed $150,000 to do the deal. The property's now worth $200,000. We had to pay closing costs on the first loan and closing costs on the second loan. So depending on how much the closing costs were in each of these loans, with the appraisal and the points and the whole bit, we're somewhere between $5,000 and $10,000 in closing costs on each loan. So let's say $7,500 each, and that's $15,000 out of pocket. We've just made $50,000, right, on a $15,000 investment. In fact, if you count the $15,000 in it, we only really made $35,000. Actually, I'm going to take it to 40 because that's the numbers I had set out here when I was going through one of these examples we had from the deals we've done. So we've got a deal here we've made $40,000 on. And I want to compare that to my job. So I'm sitting here and I'm working at Valley's Health Clubs. I work 12 hours a day, 6 days a week, right? So let's pencil that in. In fact, one day it really wasn't 12 hours a day, 6 days. We always say that because it sounds so good. But what it really was 12 hours a day, Monday through Friday, times 12, 5 days a week. That's 60. And then 8 hours on Saturday. So it's 68 hours. So I made $70,000 a year, right? So let's take 68 hours a week times 52 weeks. I had 3,536 hours involved a year, right? So 3,536 hours a year, and I made $70,000. So let's take 70,000, 1, 2, 3, 70,000 divided by 3,536 hours. And we're looking at $19.79 an hour. And really, it was less than that because they had to take taxes out of that. That was just the gross amount. When you do real estate, we don't have to pay the taxes, so it's a better deal than that. But anyway, just that's close to $20 an hour. Now let's look at this deal. In this particular property, I made, $400 a month positive cash flow times 12, and that's $4,800 a year, and I made $40,000. So I made $44,800. We'll just call it $44,000. And we made $44,000. And what did I have in this? Total, about 12 hours. I had to get information, say, do I want this deal or not? Then I either had to drive over if it's close to me and look at it, or if it's out of town, I have whoever's selling it to me do a video walkthrough with me. All that involved maybe takes 30 minutes to an hour, depending if you're driving over there and back, it might take an hour, hour and 30 minutes, it's somewhere in there. If you're having somebody do a video for you, you're just getting on, it's only 30 minutes for the video take. Then I had to apply for the loan. And once you've got that down, they've already got all your information. It's pretty simple. You just sign the documents that you want to get the loan. I had to have a contractor give me bids on the work. The contract goes over, takes a video of everything, sends me back the video with the bid, says, here's what I'm going to do. These are going to be repaired, and here's what it's going to cost. Here's your written bid. I get one or two or three bids, depending on how many I feel are necessary to make sure I've got the right prices, until I become an expert and I actually know what the prices should be, in which case I pretty much dictate to these guys what they'll do it for. And so there's another hour wrapped up in getting that done. Then after they do the repairs, you've got to go back out and make sure everything's done, whether you do it yourself because you're locally in town, or if you're, again, doing it out of town, whoever is helping you do the deal from out of town has got to go over there and videotape and everything. So let's call that another hour. So we're deep into this now, about 3 or 4 hours. And then we are going to have to lease it. Now, if we lease it ourselves, we're going to put a sign in the yard. We're going to take calls. You know, each call takes about, 10 minutes. And so we take enough calls to lease this thing. So we got an hour or two more hours in there. Now we're at 6 or so hours. And we finally have to go out there and meet the person, give them the keys, and get him in. Or if we have somebody else do that, that's a different story. But if we're doing it, we got to go over there and do that. I calculated it one time. And I figured out I put in about 12 hours to actually get a deal completely done. Everything I have to do to get it done and get it leased and have a tenant in it. Then on single family houses, if everything is repaired, there's almost nothing for the tenant to call you about. They send you the check in the mail, or many times today, most tenants are paying by online. You don't even have to get the check. And I used to have to take the check and deposit the checks. And I had 106 houses, so I had to take 106 checks and, deposit them. That was actually time spent doing it, but really wasn't. So now we've got $48,000 on about 12 hours. So you take a look at that and say, okay, 44,000 divided by 12 hours, and we're talking about $3,666 an hour. $20 an hour, $3,666 an hour. Which one's better? Obviously, it's not only better, it's astronomically better, right? That's the difference. It's astronomically better. Now, let's take a look at an apartment complex. I have one Class A apartment complex I bought about 5 years ago that when I bought it, I was in the hospital at the time, believe it or not. And I got out of the hospital just in time to do the inspections. I went out there, spent about an hour doing the inspections. I was still pretty ill, but I had all my people with me, had a whole team there, and the team did the inspections, and the other part of the team did the lease audit. And, we spent maybe an hour, 2 hours at the property, and that was really my whole time involved in it. I bought the property because I knew of the property. I knew what it looked like. I didn't really need to go look deeply into the product. But when we did the inspections, I had a deep look into the product. I actually went to the inspections and everything. So, we had a couple hours that was spent there. I had to get the contractors, although the contractor went with me on the inspection, and really there was very little as Class A property to do. So, that really wasn't a problem. I had a management team in place before I even started. So the management team was taking care of almost everything. I was doing almost nothing. The deal was financed through an assumption, so I just had to fill out the paperwork and submit that to get it assumed. And so all told, let's say we have the same 12 hours in closing this deal as it took me to do the house, which is a really interesting point here. I figured out later on that I spend just as much time on a single-family closing as I do on a multifamily closing. And the only difference was is, one of them made me $400 a month and one of them made me $40,000 a month. So my time, really became more valuable as I got older and as I had more money to be able to buy larger projects. It became relevant to me that, hey, you need to have these projects that put out a lot of money with the same amount of time invested. And so this particular project puts out between $40,000 and $50,000 a month. And I just ran it down real quick at $50,000 a month because it also has some debt reduction. In other words, the principal is being paid off also. I'm not even counting that into the cash flow, but that's occurring also. So in that happening, that's about $50,000 a month. It's $600,000 a year, right? That $600,000 a year for 5 years comes out to be $3 million over a 5-year period of time. So 5-year period of time, The property's now worth $9 million more than what I paid for it. So we take a look at that situation. That means we made $12 million, right? So let's just sort of play with those numbers here a little bit. I don't even know how, somehow my calculator got on cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs here. Don't know why. And there we go. All right, so we take $12 million gain with 12, let's take 12 hours a year. If there is 12 hours a year to doing this thing, is there 12 hours a year? 12 hours a year times 5 years, that's 60 hours, and we make $12 million. So 12 million, $12 million divided by 60 hours, and that is $200,000 an hour. Now, $3,666 sounded great, but $200,000 an hour sounds even better. And you can learn this by listening to the radio now for another 6 years. I always say 6 days, 6 months, 6 weeks, 6 months, 6 years, whatever you want to take to sit and listen and listen and listen before you actually become a believer. And really, I think most of what keeps you from being successful financially is belief. You've been pounded your whole life to believe you can't do it. First of all, you've been told it's not real. There's nobody out there really makes that kind of money, which is not true. You've been told that you can't do it, which is not true. You've been told you're too smart to go do something stupid like real estate. You should be out there doing something intellectual, right? Where you can go intellectually figure out how to pick stocks and still never retire, never get rich. You intellectually fill your 401k with money and never really get to a place where you can retire or get rich. You know, you're living that life of quiet desperation because you're too smart. You're too smart for your own good. Some of you, though, believe you can't do it because you're too dumb. You know, I'm just not one of those guys who can figure that stuff out. Well, you're not going to figure it out. We're going to teach it to you. We're going to spoon feed it to you. We're going to hand feed it to you. And then we're going to help you do it. We're there every inch of the way to talk to you and answer your questions. As long as you keep coming to us, we'll keep answering your questions and keep directing you and getting you where you need to go. So too smart, too dumb, overeducated maybe. You know, maybe it's not that you're too smart, you're just overeducated. You've been so educated in the wrong way that you can't overcome that education. You've been taught by everybody you know. And a very interesting point that was made a long time ago was, if you want to go somewhere, ask somebody who's already been there. Don't ask somebody who's never been there how to get there. Ask somebody who's been there. I remember the reason that I believe that and the place where I picked that up was the fact that when I was a young kid, I weighed 200 pounds in fourth grade, and I picked up a book by Bruce Randall, who was 400 pounds and then lost 200 pounds to become Mr. Universe. And I read that book, and I said, man, that's incredible. This guy looks amazing, Mr. Universe, but he was a big, fat, 400-pound guy. And so I did exactly what he said. I ate what he said to eat. I lifted what he said to lift. I exercised the way he said to exercise. And boom, in 1 year, I was winning contests. It was just amazing. From a little fat kid to a, you know, really exceptional athlete in many different types of sports, including bodybuilding and powerlifting and Olympic lifting. So once I saw that if you go find somebody who knows what they're doing and copy them, you don't have to make all those mistakes. You can get it done quicker. So again, when you look at the value of time, coming to something like Lifestyles Unlimited, learning how to do it very quickly in a two-day class, right, to get a massive amount of information. And then from there on, you know, in the first year, you're learning everything you need to know to do this stuff and do it. You know, I mean, you're not learning, just learn, then try. You're doing it and you're learning as you try and as you do type of a deal. So you're out there buying your portfolio. And while you're doing that, you know, you're growing not only your portfolio, but your knowledge of the skill sets necessary to make this work for you. Now, I'm going to suggest this last point. And that is, what if you want to overcome your 6 years of stagnation of listening to this radio show until you finally break and say, you know what, my life has gotten worse every year for the last 6 years. It just keeps getting worse and worse and worse. It's not any better. I'm not any closer to retirement. How do I break through that? I'm going to suggest to you that's why I created the Lifestyles Unlimited Wealth and Passive Income Expo and Bus Tour. I created this thing. It's very expensive to put on, but I created it because I knew that for some people it takes a jolt. And to come and see thousands of people that have already done it can be that jolt. To see it and to get educated, have all this coalesce around meetings and networking and the whole bit, parties, and boom, you get inside of this nucleus of people that are all doing it, have done it, and then all of a sudden you become a believer. And once you're a believer, then you can absorb that information. You got 4 days to absorb it. Very quickly learn all the stuff you want to learn. You don't have to wait. You can just go to class after class after class. You can go on these road trips. And by the way, if you haven't already got your bus ticket, you need to get out there and get your bus ticket because there's only 1 day left on the bus tour. The first day is sold out. The second day, there's still some seats left, but you need to go there. So go to text the word EXPO to 88007. Text the word EXPO to 88007 and get yourself on that bus tour if you want to, because it's going to sell out. This stuff isn't happening until May 7th and 10th. May 7th, it starts, 7th through the 10th. But everybody puts it off until the last minute, and then boom, all of a sudden they go, well, can you make more room on the bus? No, we can't make. There's only so many buses, only so many apartments we're going to. You don't want to miss out on that. Same thing with the parties. The parties have limitations to them also. Only so many people can sign up for the parties because, again, there's venues and there's only so many seats and so on and so forth. So you want to get in there. So text the word EXPO to 88007 and pick out the stuff you're interested in doing. Now, it is May 7th through 10th. It's in Irving, Texas. We have blocks of hotel rooms you can get for lower costs than normal rooms because we booked so many and we got a discount on them. And those will sell out, too, before May 7th. So you want to get one of those locked up for yourself also. So here it is. Do you want to keep working and trading time for money the rest of your life at this very low rate of return of 10, 20, 30, 40, or even 50 bucks an hour? It's nowhere near thousands of dollars an hour or hundreds of thousands an hour. That's the trade-off. You need to make a decision. And maybe the EXPO is the thing that'll get you there. Again, text the word EXPO to 88007, and I'll see you there live in the event with you. Have a great day. We'll see you tomorrow.
Thank you for listening to the Del Walmsley Radio Show. Want more of Dell's unconventional wisdom? Go to lifestylesunlimited.com and click the radio tab. Listen to past shows, hear podcasts on demand, and find out how you can change your life today. The Del Walmsley Radio Show is part of the Lifestyles Unlimited Radio Network.
The information and opinions you hear on the Del Walmsley Radio Show are those of the host, Del Walmsley, his guests, and his callers, and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Del Walmsley Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Del Walmsley Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.